second graders, inspired by the work of photo montage artist Romare Bearden, take instant photos and create their own photo montages to symbolize friendship. Fourth graders, separated by hundreds of miles, meet in a virtual space to share the art and the poetry they have created in their inquiry into bugs and insects. When we merge literacy and the arts, we create new ways to make thinking visible. An educator who has shared his vision for how the arts can contribute to learning and revolutionized education in the process is Howard Gardner. When Gardner created the theory of multiple intelligences, he helped us see new ways that our students could succeed. Many of these new ways are most often associated with arts education, and Gardner is well known as the co-founder of Project Zero, a program started at Harvard and based on Gardner's work on multiple intelligences. As powerful an influence as multiple intelligence theory has been over the past 20 years, it becomes even more crucial in the 21st century. Because more than ever, we need the arts to help us understand and adapt to our rapidly changing world. Connections between art and society have increased dramatically during the last four decades. Rapid technological change has created relationships between the art world and the world in which most of us live. James Hicks describes three reasons we need the arts more now than ever before. First, the 21st century is an age of multidimensional communication. With the arts, particularly visual imagery, we can better handle the information overload. We need visual language as well as verbal language and the languages of mathematics and science. Secondly, Hicks describes the 21st century as an age of ambiguity, where multiple meanings abound. It is through the arts, the visual arts, theater, music, dance, and literature, that we learn to understand metaphor, symbolism, and other ways of representational thinking. And third, this is an age of abstraction, and the abstract imagery we see in movies, video games, TV, and on the web challenge us as the actual and the virtual merge. When we teach children to conduct arts-based inquiry or present what they learn through the arts, then we are preparing them with vital learning skills, including reflecting on one's process, presenting learning process and final products, generating new questions based on the results of their inquiry. Susie Bland is our second grade teacher who integrates the visual arts so beautifully in a thematic inquiry on friendship that integrates fine arts standards with visual arts and the language arts. When Susie's children create photo montages, they engage in a form of thinking that brings together visual and verbal language, and they think in symbols and abstractions as they represent what friendship means to them. Susie is applying Jensen's research findings that of all the effects on cognition, visual arts seem to be the strongest when used as a tool for academic learning. Susie teaches at Parkview A-plus Elementary School in High Point, North Carolina. Parkview gets an A-plus because it has adopted the A-plus Schools program, an approach to teaching and learning that combines arts integration with an understanding of the role of multiple intelligences to bring comprehensive school reform. The A-plus Schools approach advocates that the arts foster a deeper learning and understanding of curriculum because creativity taps the multiple ways that children learn. The teachers use their students' strengths in the aesthetic, visual spatial, naturalistic, and bodily kinesthetic intelligences to connect the language arts and other content areas. In this module, we'll also travel again to Roseanne Throgmorton's fourth grade class at Rural Hall Elementary, where problem-based learning is enriched with literature study, art making, and something more, something that capitalizes on another type of intelligence. To his original list of seven intelligences, verbal language, visual spatial, mathematics logic, bodily kinesthetic, music, interpersonal and intrapersonal, Gardner has added an eighth, naturalist. This intelligence has to do with observing, understanding, and organizing patterns in the natural environment. Naturalist intelligence offers one more way to help students learn, and it seems even more important to expose students to the natural world when we all seem to be spending less and less time in it. In their inquiry into why insects are important to humans, Roseanne's students spent time in the natural world, doing field work, learning to observe, recognize patterns, and understanding the habitat of bugs and insects. They document and report their observations and practice their verbal and visual language skills. It is only when students are fully engaged in doing science that they will become truly interested in learning over their lifetimes more about it. So they do science and they make art, carving, constructing models, drawing, making papier-mâché, to create learning products with which they could communicate what they learned to their sister class in Saluda, North Carolina, via video conferencing. It's a perfect example of how arts education can help us learn to navigate and thrive in virtual spaces that will become more common in the 21st century. And also, how virtual space or distance learning can provide a real audience and new motivation to develop communication and presentation skills. When we make thinking visible, as these young students have, then we are merging literacies, constructing models of our thinking, and opening up new windows into our minds.